So people are going, it's been a while. So today we got 10 best Naruto side characters ranked. Alright, so this is coming from CBR.com. CBR.com, as you know, is short for Comic Book Resorts. It's a website, you know, that's dedicated to coverage of comic book related news and discussion. So this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be reading out their top 10 list, and then I'm going to be, you know, giving my reaction as well as if I agree or disagree with the placement. So it's rank, right? So this is top 10. So let's get into it. So let's, I'm going to start reading now. There are many enthralling side characters in the Naruto anime, from powerful Pain to the hilarious Rock Lee. First of all, that sounds very disrespectful. You know why it sounds very disrespectful? Because they are denouncing Rock Lee to a hilarious character. Rock Lee was supposed, alright. Rock Lee was supposed to be a very powerful character, and technically still is, you know, especially after seeing revelation of Guy being one of the most powerful characters and knowing that Lee is also following the footsteps of Guy, you know, could possibly surpass Guy. That would have been a thing if we continued in the old Naruto series, but you know, we are in Boruto now, so might see Meta Lee doing that, right? But again, just from the start, it's disrespectful. And then let's continue. As Naruto Legacy series Boruto changes the franchise entire landscape and essence, fans have begun looking back at many characters who popularized the show. Naruto was famous for having entertaining fights, inspirational protagonists, and complex side characters, yet some of those side characters outshine others. Alright, fans lauded some supporting figures for their complexity, as was the case with Naruto Shippuden, Pain Nagato, the leader of the Akatsuki. Others were beloved for their comic relief or quirkiness, as seen with Jiraiya and Rock Lee. Naruto are some of the best side characters in anime, from harmonious heroes to tragic, from our humorous heroes to tragic foes. Again, it seems like, you know, people didn't just like Jiraiya and Rock Lee for their quirkiness, you know. Again, this just from those opening statements, it seems like I'm gonna be disagreeing a lot with this list. Who knows, maybe not, right? People like Jiraiya and Lee for more than just them being funny. You know, it was like, for instance, Jiraiya, we like Jiraiya for the fact that he acknowledged Naruto. He was there for Naruto in a big way. He trained Naruto. He was also one of the most powerful figures in the anime, you know, one of the legendary Sannin. Right? People like Rock Lee for more than just being funny. We like Rock Lee from the younger days when they were young, you know, when, you know, we see that Rock Lee was a character that worked hard to become powerful. He wasn't gifted, he didn't have a kick again, because he didn't came from a powerful clan. Instead, he was somebody who could only excel at taijutsu, and he excelled so good at taijutsu that he could stand against many other ninjas who had a arsenal of ninjutsu, taijutsu, genjutsu up their sleeves. So to regulate them to just being funny and quirky is a bad start. Anyway, so number 10, they have Zabuza, was an iconic Naruto villain. Zabuza was indeed an iconic Naruto villain. He was indeed a very iconic Naruto villain. Yeah, so Zabuza was indeed a very iconic Naruto villain. You know, he, as a matter of fact, he was one of the first villains that we got introduced to. And it's also one of the pivotal moments in Naruto to let us know that this wasn't just an ordinary anime. You know, from the very beginning, we start to realize that the villains weren't strictly black or white. You know, these villains had depth, they had character. They were not just some caricature of an evil dude. You know, they had motives, just motives that they could justify, while they might not be the most moral or anything, you know. So that is one of the, you know, good thing about Naruto. So yeah, Zabuza in number 10. I'm not gonna be getting into much of what they write about these characters. I'm just gonna be going through the list and then giving my I'll tell you whether or not I agree with the list or who should be where or not, right? Alright, let me just read a little bit. Zabuza was a brilliant villain for the series to introduce first. Their story of redemption was touching, and the peers ultimately, it didn't make any sense. So they have number 10, Zabuza. Number 9, they have Iroka Sensei, was Naruto's first supporter, right? So they give Naruto number 9 to Iroka Sensei. Number 12, Pain was the best villain. You see, no one will probably. Number 8, I mean, right? If Pain is at 8. Right, come on. Number 7, they have Jiraiya, who was a strong, funny, philosophical. That's what they have. Number 6, So nah, there was a strong film. Alright, who the hell write this list? You see, this is what I'm talking about, you know. They have Tsunade ahead of Jiraiya and Pain. I'm going to read what they have on Tsunade here. Tsunade may have had a drinking and gambling problem, but she was formidable. She became the fifth Hokage and led the village in an apocalyptic conflict. She was both the world's best medical ninja and one of the strongest fighters. The show did her a disservice by making her unable to fight in the original larger series thanks to her uncharacteristic fear of blood. However, she redeemed herself by the end of Naruto Shippuden. Her Devil May Cry attitude, fierce loyalty to the main characters, and raw power made her one of the best side characters and best female characters. Tsunade was a good character, good side character, but not above Jiraiya or Pain. Alright, so number 6 is Tsunade. I disagree with that placement. Gaara's character was inspirational. Alright, so Gaara is at number 5. They say Gaara's character was inspirational. I would disagree, but not necessarily. The reason why I got, honestly, in Shonen, in the younger version, when they were young, Naruto, Gaara was one of the most pivotal characters in that, in when they were young, you know. It's just that as Shippuden came around, his relevance wasn't that much compared to other characters. But it's because of the impact that Gaara had in the first season of Naruto, I wouldn't disagree with it. But again, this depends on what they have in the coming up, right? Depending on how much more they are gonna show us in this ranking. All right, so number 5 is Gaara. Number 4, Rock Lee was a fan favorite. Rock Lee was definitely a fan favorite, and not too disagreeing with number 4 for Rock Lee. Again, I'm gonna be rearranging it. So let me see. Kakashi, number 3, 2, Shikamaru, and number 1, Itachi. Alright, so these are characters I like, but you see, the thing about something like this, art is very subjective, right? So they might definitely feel like this is how the list is supposed to be. So again, I'm gonna go in from rank, reading it over for you what they have, and then I'm gonna be showing you how I would rearrange this list. So number 10, they have Zabuza. Number 9, Iraka Sensei. 8 is Pain. 7 is Jiraiya. 6 is Tsunade. 5 is Gaara. Rock Lee at 4. Kakashi was the coolest sensei at 3. 2 Shikamaru. 1 Itachi. You want me to tell you how my list would go? Most influential side characters for me, I'll put Pain at number 1. And I could be biased because Pain was one of my favorite villains. But the reason why I say that is that Pain was a pivotal part of Naruto growing up. As a matter of fact, Pain was such a vital part of Shippuden, a vital part of Naruto growing up. It was the first time Naruto was faced with complete and utter, what I would say, destruction, and you know, he destroyed the village. You know, he was such a pivotal point in the Leaf Village identity and all of that. But I could argue between Pain and Itachi for number 1. So for me, it'd probably be like Pain or Itachi at number 1, or Pain number 1, Itachi number 2. Jiraiya I would put at number 3. Alright, I'll leave Rock Lee at number 4. I leave Rock Lee at number 4, leave Kakashi at number 3. So again, Pain number 1, Itachi number 2, Rock Lee, no, Kakashi number 3, Rock Lee number 4. Alright, Rock Lee number 4. I'll put Jiraiya at number 5. As a matter of fact, I could put Jiraiya at number 3. I'll probably put Jiraiya at number 3. And Kakashi at number 4. And Lee at number 5. Gaara could remain at number 6. Tsunade, let's see. Tsunade could stay at number, could go at number. So let me go again. I'm losing. I should have written this down first. So Pain at number 1, Itachi at number 2. Jiraiya probably at number 3. Kakashi at number 4. Rock Lee at number 5. Alright, put Gaara at number 6, Tsunade at number 7, and then you have Iroka Sensei at number 8, Zabuza at number 9, who am I missing? And Shikamaru, Shikamaru probably at Shikamaru probably at number 7 or 8, and Iraka Sensei at so let me go again. I'm mixing up this bad. Let me know what you guys think. All right, so I'll go again. So I should write this down. Pain at number 1, Itachi at number 2, Jiraiya at number 3, Kakashi number 4, Rock Lee number 5, Gaara number 6, Tsunade number 7, Shikamaru probably at number 8, Iroka Sensei at 9, and Zabuza at 10. That's my list. That's how I would rearrange it. Again, this is art, it's very subjective. All of this is based on who you like and how impactful you found the character, you know. So, you know, at first I disagree with this person. This what going through it, making my own list, I start to realize that a lot of it is really based on how much I like the character or anything like that. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section. How would you rearrange this list? Not comment section. You can this is a podcast, so I'm not sure if you're gonna see this on YouTube, but you can email me a list. You know, the link to a podcast is probably gonna be put it in the description. You can email me what you guys think. All right, I'll see you guys in the next anime podcast episode.